Now, in the performance we just heard, the singer sang what Rossini wrote. But during the bel canto era, a singer would have been expected to embellish and ornament to some tasteful degree what was on the page. So let us immediately listen to another performance. This singer will ornament and embellish this aria and stretch it out considerably. This following recording would be more like what we might have heard in 1820 or 1830. Of course, there were no recording devices then, and these improvisations and embellishments were rarely, if ever, notated, so we can't know exactly what they sang. But this probably gets kind of close. So let's immediately hear another performance by a different singer of this entire aria from the beginning, and note the extraordinary coloratura, the extraordinary ornamentation and embellishment in this singer's version of Una Voce Poco Fa. This next version of the character is a most interesting version of the character. This is an even stronger, more powerful, more playful, and more willful Rosina than the one we just heard.